is part three of The Obedient Christian, and I know that obedience is not a popular topic. We don't like to talk about obedience that much because we have a sinful nature, and we go against obedience so many times. But you know, God has not left us to live this Christian life on our own. He provides everything we need to live an obedient Christian life. And all we need to do is pray, ask Him to show us how to live an obedient life, and to show us the scriptures that we might fall back on when we are struggling with that. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you?" So if God dwells in us, He's our helper. He helps us with our disobedience and all the other sin that we deal with. He is there to help us. 2 Corinthians 6:16 says, "What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will make my dwelling among them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." So according to Scripture, who lives in every believer? The Spirit of God, the living God. God's not dead, He's alive. The Son of God, Jesus, lives in us. This means that God has provided us with His presence. He's ever present with us. He dwells in our lives, and He's in us. He doesn't just drop in for a visit. He abides in us. That means He lives, He stays, He dwells in us. He is a constant in our lives. In 1 John 4:4, it says, "Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." So why are Christians able to overcome the enemy? It's because we have the living God in us, and he is greater than the evil one. So that's how we know as believers that we have God dwelling in us, that's going to help us. He's our helper. In addition to God's personal presence, what else has God given to help you live in obedience to Him? 2 Peter 1:3 says, "His divine power was granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence." Romans 15:4 says, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope." There it is again. We've got everything we need in His Word, and it gives us hope. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." God gave that to us. It's a gift, and we should use that gift. We should take that, receive it, use it for God's glory, because He gave it to us for that. God has given us and equipped us with what we need to be obedient to Him, so that what now is the key to success for our obedience. So He's given us everything that we need. So how can we be successful in being obedient? Because we know that we fail often, but God is merciful, and He cares, and He loves us, and He forgives us. So what about our attitudes? Scripture gives us some help with our attitudes. Deuteronomy 26:16 says to keep the commandments with all of our heart and soul and mind. And Psalm 48 says to delight to do God's will. We should want to do it. We should be happy to do God's will. And we should keep His commandments with all of our soul and all of our heart and all of our mind. Luke 8:15 says, to gladly receive, keep, and use God's word. So just like we mentioned a few minutes ago, be excited about God's Word and what it can do and how it can help us and how it can change us and how it can help us be obedient. Things that we normally fight against because we have a sinful nature. Not because we want to be that way. No, but because that's the way sin works. As we close for today, let's all do an attitude check. Back in the day when I worked with teens, and that was for years and years, we had this little thing in my earlier years with a group that when we would have a group event and things might get out of hand, a game, for instance, we might get too rowdy or too pushy or too mean or say things we shouldn't say. And sometimes in our conversations, just about the Bible or whatever that we might be conversing about, and things would get a little bit, our attitudes would change toward each other. We had this little thing that we were allowed to do. We talked about it, and we allowed each other to, in the middle of whatever it was, whatever the controversy was, that anybody in the group could say, attitude check. And at that moment, we had all agreed beforehand that we would stop and check our attitude. And that helped our group so much to grow closer together and I think to grow closer to God, because we took that time, we determined ahead of time that we were going to check our attitudes. And I think that living an obedient Christian life, that's what we have to do often, is stop and say, attitude check. And even now, today, I catch myself sometimes when I'm in a foul mood or I'm disagreeing with something. In my mind, I'm saying, attitude check. So that's just a little exercise from long ago that keeps coming back up. And I think it was of God. I think that He led me and led our group to check our attitudes with Him. So I pray for you this week that you will check your attitudes with God, that you will ask Him to help you be obedient to Him, and that you will dig in His Scripture and find out what He has for you. I hope you have a good week. May God bless you always and in all ways.